Hi, this is Chris Madrid of the ASL Family Wealth Group. Today I'd like to talk to you about wills, how to avoid family disputes over a will, and what steps you can take now to mitigate some of the problems that might come after you pass away. The first thing would be protect your will from legal challenges. And I know that everybody's seen movies and TV shows where people gather after somebody's died, and there's a lot of drama because people are surprised by what happened. That can also actually cause some very bad blood in reality with families. So one of the things that you would like to do is involve your family with the planning and explain to them some of your strategies and some of your ideas about how your wealth is going to be left. Also, it's a good idea to include your family in discussions of wealth, because often parents or grandparents are very reluctant to talk to wealth with their family. And so when the parents pass or the grandparents pass, people have very little idea of what assets are there and where those assets are placed. Often if you have elderly grandparents, they may have lived through the Depression, and so they would have had a tendency to put things in many different places, many different banks. And so involving the family in drafting the will give them an idea of what you're thinking and also give them an idea of what assets that you possess and that will have to be taken care of after you pass away. One of the things you do need to talk about is if you are planning on leaving unequal portions to your children, or if you are not going to leave something directly to someone or maybe put it in trust, it's very important to have some discussions about that in the beginning. Part of that is because even though you may have a very wealthy son and you may have a very impoverished daughter, you may think that by leaving more to the daughter, you are helping them. But in reality, often leaving things unequally to your children is going to affect their relationships after you've passed. And I believe for most families, leaving a happy, tight-knit family is one of the best things that you can leave. That's your legacy to your children. So be aware of that. Also, if you do have a child that may not be able to handle their money up front and may have to have it put into a trust, they may not have to know that up front. However, for the person who is going to be the trustee or who is going to be in charge of the money, it's very important to, number one, tell them that what your plans are, and number two, make sure they agree to do that, because this can also have a detrimental effect on family relationships. Now, there is something called a non-contest clause for wills. And basically, what you're trying to do is not have beneficiaries challenge the will. And one of the things in California is that these have had less effectiveness in recent years than they did before. And basically, under California law, no contest laws are only legally enforceable under pretty much three circumstances. One would be it will be enforced against a direct contest brought without probable cause. They will be enforced against a pleading challenging the transfer of property on the grounds that it was not the transferor's property to begin with. And the third would be they will be enforced against filing or prosecuting creditors' claims. Other than that, California has really locked down the effectiveness of no contest clause, so this would certainly be something that you would want to explore and discuss with your attorney while you're drafting your estate planning documents. Another thing would be to have witnesses to the will, not necessarily just the paralegals that are in the attorney's office, but a close friend, a family member, someone who can attest to the good health and basically your mental health at the time that you are signing these documents. It's also important if someone is elderly or potentially at the beginning stages of mental confusion. Obtaining a physician's note around the time that these legal documents are going to be signed is very important, because at some point in time they can be produced to say, yes, at this point he did have capacity to make this will or this trust, when at the time the person's passing they may have Alzheimer's or dementia. One of the best things besides a will is to draft a revocable living trust. One of the things about a revocable living trust that you don't have with a will is that it is a private document. A will is a public document, will need to be lodged with the court, and people can actually request a copy of your will. With a trust, there are tend to be less contests to trust. Also, there are provisions that you can put into a trust that really don't have to do with legal issues per se, but may have to do with personal issues, personal bequests, and also if there is a need of a transfer or an appointment of a co-trustee, the language of the trust makes it very easy to do that without having to go to the courts. Last but not least, you want to make sure that you put your will and or trust someplace, somewhere can find it. Oftentimes, people know that there's a will, there is a trust. Sometimes those trusts and wills have been executed years ago, and even the attorney who drafted them are no longer with us. So make sure that your children and your beneficiaries are aware that there is a trust and a will, and put them someplace that they can find it. So basically, one thing that you can do that can maybe avoid some disagreements in the family is talking about personal property. Oftentimes, after a person passes away, it's not the money and the property and everything that's been fairly well spilled out into either the will or the trust. It's about the wedding rings and the paintings. And so either talk to your kids during your lifetime about what they might want of your personal property and write that down. Put a codicil, could even put in the will that you will attach a handwritten document, which means you can change it at will. But also, if it's not going to happen that way, please talk to your kids or your beneficiaries about having some equitable way of choosing property so that everybody feels that they got an equal opportunity to get some personal property. The last thing I would talk about, particularly in this digital age, is legal documents, sentimental documents, and photographs or home movies. I would suggest in your discussions with your children and your beneficiaries that you talk about having money in the estate or trust put aside to do digitizing of these, so every one of the beneficiaries can participate and have access to these, because that will also avoid some fights. Well, hopefully you'll be able to come away with something from this today, and I thank you for tuning in today. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us at the ASL Family Wealth Group. Thank you.